James Carlton joins us with the morning's news. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. Let's see what the BHP CEO says after 7:30 and see if it matches up to what the Rio Tinto former BHP former chairman Don Argus has warned. He says government intervention into the iron ore price would make us the laughing stock of the world. It's in the Australian. Argus slams iron ore inquiry. The Financial Review as well. Top Rio Tinto executive, because he's also with that company as well. This is Andrew Harding. He says he is stunned by the public campaign waged against the company by rival Fortescue Metals Group. Top Rio Tinto exec aghast at iron ore assault. We've got the Canberra Times, a compromise deal on the energy target, but it's endangering $6 billion of projects, according to Bloomberg's. The SMH on this, Sydney Morning Herald, stalemate broken, but compromise will cost wind and solar. At the Melbourne Age, health checks in freefall. Abbott government axes healthy kids check program for four-year-olds, saving $144 million. And bikey exile, the Melbourne Herald Sun. Bandidos enforcer trapped in Thailand after government refuses to renew visa. This is the English-born bandito sergeant-at-arms, Daniel Roach. Front page, shirtless, tattooed, looking very mean. He's engaged a lawyer to try and reverse this decision of Immigration Minister Peter Dutton because the bikey has a wife and two daughters living in Geelong. At the Northern Territory News, it's rebels with a cause. Outlaw bikies raising money and awareness for depression, raising money for Beyond Blue, and they're inviting everyone with a motorbike to support their convoy. Darwin's first poker run from the chapter of the particular bikey group, the Rebels. Adelaide Advertiser, $9 billion roadmap, the full plan for Adelaide's 78-kilometre north-south link. And the Hobart Mercury, man up, let's make Tasmania safer for women and children. This is the Tassie top cop, makes an impassioned plea to stop violence. Police attending more than 50 domestic violence cases a week, and there are 100 breaches of court-ordered restraining orders each month. And the West Australian, a long, long legal battle comes to an end. They tend to be long in WA. We're talking now about Perth businessman John Kizon and Nigel Mansfield, twice cleared of separate criminal accusations of conspiring to insider trade. They're set to pocket millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded compensation each after the DPP settles in their 13-year legal battle.